This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to wrap up our study in Acts here today. We've been here all year in the book of Acts, and I want to move forward. So we will wrap up our study here today as I read to you the last chapter of the book of Acts. Now, we left off, we were looking at the Apostle Paul's travels as he is on his third and fourth missionary journey preaching the gospel. So we left off here in chapter 19 and chapter 20. Paul was in Ephesus in chapter 19, and then we saw a riot there. Everywhere he went, there was fighting, riots. Usually, almost every time, it was the Jews that come up against him because they were so opposed to the gospel and opposed to the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 20, we see the Apostle Paul going to Greece and stayed 3 months there, Macedonia. And again, the Jews came up against him, and he left again, went to Troas and Miletus. Then he prays with the elders of Ephesus in chapter 20. In chapter 21, he's warned by one of the few New Testament prophets whose name was Agabus. He was warned about going to Jerusalem. Agabus says, thus will the owner of this belt be bound up and taken to Jerusalem. Then we read the Apostle Paul praying again with the Ephesians, and he says, what do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. So this is what we've been looking at here in the book of Acts. We don't see Peter anymore after chapter 15 with the church council at Jerusalem, and the rest of this book is following Paul and Luke around as they are spreading the gospel wherever they go. And that's what we've been looking at here. And I'm going to cut this short because I'm not going to spend the time looking at Paul's trials everywhere that we see here in these last couple chapters of. But let's pick it up here in the last chapter now, Acts chapter 28. Now, when they had escaped, they found out that the island was called Malta. Now, this was after this shipwreck. Paul's on his way to Rome. He's on his way to Rome because he appealed to Caesar because the Jews were trying to kill him here along the road, and he was being accused of things that he had not done. And he appealed to Caesar. Now, Paul had a Roman citizenship, so the governor there, Felix, was going to send him to Caesar. And he said, you appeal to Caesar? To Caesar you will go. So there's a shipwreck here. And now they find themselves on the island of Malta, verse 2. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow him to live. Verse 5, but he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. You know, this is what you and I need to do as well. Now, people take this. I've heard of this one preaching family all the way to grandfather. All three generations died from snake handling. The grandfather died, was a pastor. He brought snakes into his church service, was handling them because of texts like this and texts like Mark chapter 16, where it says you can handle serpents and nothing will happen to you. That's not what that means, obviously. This means that when you are going about doing the will of God, nothing can stop you, whether it's a snake, whether it's a demon, whether it's a sickness, whether it's a traffic accident. Nothing can stop you, oh child of God, from fulfilling and carrying out the will of God until your ministry here is done. Now, the Apostle Paul's ministry wasn't done yet. No snake was going to stop him because he needed to go to Rome, and he was going to preach the gospel there in Rome. There were already believers there because after the day of Pentecost, believers went scattered everywhere with the gospel. So there were already believers in Jesus Christ. Now remember, he wrote the letter to Romans some 5 years before this. So there were already believers there because of what happened on the day of Pentecost. But I want you to see here that no demon from hell or no snake can stop you, my friend, from fulfilling and carrying out the word and the will of God. Sickness won't stop you. Disease won't stop you. No accident will stop you. Look at Peter. He wasn't done fulfilling the word of God. He was locked up in jail with four groups of four soldiers watching out over him. He had 16 people guarding him. Angel came in, knocked everyone out, knocked the chains off of him. He said, "Put your shoes on your feet, son, because we're going out of town." Puts his shoes on, walks out. Then the angel opens up this great big iron gate. And they walk through that as well. Why? Because there's no stopping the child of God from fulfilling the will of God. Whatever it is he's called you to do, no one can stop you. Nothing will stop you and prevent you from carrying out and fulfilling the word of God until your ministry is over. Now, when his ministry was over, history has it, Peter was crucified upside down. Same as the Apostle Paul. Earthquakes knocked the chains off of his hands because it wasn't his time yet. But when it was his time, Nero executed him. And now he's on his way to Rome. Now, we believe he was released from this and then was locked up again another time, and that's when he died. Paul doesn't die at the end of this testimony here. All right, so Paul now, verse 17, Acts chapter 28, verse 17. Now, it came to pass after 3 days that Paul called the elders of the Jews together. Now, when they had come together, he said to them, "Men and brethren, though I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, they wanted to let me go, because there was no cause for putting me to death. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar. Not that I had anything of which to accuse my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have called for you to see you and speak with you, because for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain." Then they said to him, "We have neither received letters from Judea concerning you, nor of any of the brethren who came, reported or spoke of any evil of you. But we desire to hear from you what you think. For consider, in this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere." So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets from morning till evening. Now some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, some disbelieved. But when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, go to this people and say, hearing you will hear and not understand, seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had a great dispute among themselves. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Amen. There you have it. Acts chapter 28, verse 31. That wraps up this book. Makes me think, you know, so many times I hear expositors and people say, you know, Paul's prison epistles, and he wrote from a dark, dank, dreary dungeon. Well, I'm not so sure that's exactly right. Paul was in his own rented house. Paul had, again, God's favor on him because it still wasn't his time yet. Lived in his own rented house. He had guards chained to him, but he had his own rented house. Like, I live in my own rented house. He was a prisoner, but he wasn't in a dungeon. And now while he was here during this time, he wrote what's known as the prison epistles. This is where he wrote Philippians, Ephesians, and Colossians, and a letter to a saint named Philemon over a slave named Onesimus, which had come to Paul when he was in jail and had escaped and ran away from his owner. There we have the book of Acts. Hope you've enjoyed this study. It's been a long time. We've been on the air with it for the year, and I want to get started in the book of Revelation. And before I get too far ahead at the church, I wanted to start that here coming up on the radio, and we will be starting that on Monday. So the book of Revelation will be there at least for a year starting on Monday, but I hope you've enjoyed the study in the book of Acts. And again, let me remind you, Acts is a historical book. It's a wonderful look at the birth of the church, starting at the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit fell on all those 120 of them in the upper room. That was the birth of the church, which cannot be duplicated or replicated again. You and I are looking for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and the ending of the church when he descends from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, resurrection day. That's what you and I are looking for now, the return of the Lord. Whenever that is, no one knows what it is, but we're looking for his return to snatch us out of this world, as he says himself. So thanks for joining us. We'll be back again soon with another program. We'll be back again Monday with another program in the book of Revelation. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God. Did
Take a look at the mountain.